Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Well, yes, and you know, every once in a while we like to review what we're doing with Conscious Talk and what you think about it and, you know, where we're going. And for years we've been bringing you what we consider some new thought, and we're constantly looking for that. And this year is no different. We're starting to go down some different directions with sponsors. We have discovered some new things that have been very helpful in our lives, and we hope that you will really take it to heart and find that they are also helpful in your life.
Yes, and we'll be bringing some of that to you in the days and weeks and months ahead. We're always looking at, right, like Rob says, right at the edge of consciousness, the new things that are out there, things that are real, that are authentic, that really make a difference in your life. And if they make a difference in our life, then we know they will make a difference in your life. And that's why we test them out, whether it's products or we talk to people, new ideas, new thought, however that comes across, we really take it to heart and take it in.
Yeah, the thing that's been most important to us has been discovering that spiritual rudder, what's going on in that internal landscape. And so we continue to search for those things that keep us steady, those things that allow us to see who we really are. And so along with the new, there is some old. There is the down-to-earth spirituality, which we do. There are a few regulars that we've had on over the years. And I think that they help us hold that continuity and keep up the exploration. It's great to have mentors that keep reminding us of who we are and how we find out who that person is.
And what we have found out over the years with ourselves, our clients, and you, our listening audience, it is consistency that makes the difference. Practice, practice, practice. Be consistent in what you are doing in a spiritual sense, and it builds upon itself, and it becomes something that is not only secondary in your life, but now your way of life, and that's what makes life worth living.
And so we thank you if you listen to our live broadcast, whether you go into our archives or our podcast on Podcast One or iTunes, however you catch the show, because we have another one coming up right now.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, is your money smiling? How is that even a consideration? Well, today's guest, Ken Honda, thinks it's something, well, we need to be aware of. He's the author of Happy Money, the Japanese art of making peace with your money. And it's pretty obvious. The title itself, well, it'll bring a smile to your face. Yeah. I see you doing it right now. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, today we have a very big subject, and that is money, but we're going to be looking at it in probably a little different way. Our special guest is the author of Happy Money, the Japanese art of making peace with your money. And God knows we could use a little peace around that subject matter. But our guest is Ken Honda, and he's a best-selling self-development author in Japan with book sales surpassing 7 million copies since 2001. And he's sharing his work now with English-speaking readers in the United States and beyond. And I have to say, you know, being a concrete-tongued American, it's so wonderful to have people from other countries that speak our language so well. Ken, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Hello, hello. Good morning, Brenda and Rob. This is such a great honor for me to be invited to your show. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor to have you. And Ken, we loved your book. Just the cover itself makes us smile.
Because that's great.
Just the coloring of it, the lemon yellow, the happy money. And, you know, money is a huge subject. And you know how Americans are. We're all about produce. Make more, and we know lots of reasons why that happens. But how can anyone know if money is happy or not?
You can feel it in your heart, and happy money is money that that makes you smile when you receive it and gives you joy when you spend it. So you know it when somebody gives you money, could be your grandparents, your kids, or your neighbors, strangers. Out of love and friendship, you feel the love that is carried in money. You know, even when hurricane hits somewhere, people, you know, flood money and send money with love and friendship and care. When you receive even a dollar or $2, you feel the love behind it. That's happy money.
This wasn't something that you thought about until one night you were at a party. You tell the story in the book. So how did you start down this trail?
Yes. Thanks for asking. I was at the party in Japan, and one woman approached me, and she said, "Ken, can I take a look at your wallet?" And at the time, there were magazine articles on celebrities' wallet and like governors or athletes and famous movie stars, and people are curious what kind of wallet they have. So I said, okay, and I handed out my wallet. And she took out all the bills from my wallet, and as I was watching, she said, "This is good, this is good, this is great." And then she put all the bills back into the wallet and gave it back to me. And she said, "Ken, all your money is good because they're all smiling." And I said, "What?" She said, "Your money is smiling in your wallet. That means you must have made a lot of people happy and received money." And she said, "On the other hand, if you take advantage of other people or do what you don't like and receive money, your money is crying in your wallet. And sometimes money could be angry in your wallet." And that was the big shift in my life. Mm-hmm. And I started to think money as energy since then.
Yeah, and when we are in service to one another, that's when we create happy money, when we are giving of ourselves, correct?
That's true. So happy money circulates when people appreciate each other. For example, if you have a very good time at a restaurant, you thank the waitress and thank the cook, thank all the people who provided the service or the fun night. And you appreciate them and just maybe give them a nice tip and then go home. And you feel so happy inside that you went to the restaurant. That's happy money. And the money received from very happy clients is also happy money because you know you made somebody happy that night.
You know, a lot of people, especially we find in the spiritual community, are often lacking that resource, or they're always complaining about it. And, you know, the excuse is, well, I'm not really, I'm spiritual. I don't care that much about money. Well, you know, we know that's not the truth when you look at it from the point of view of money is energy. So what's the problem if you don't have happy money? I mean, is that one of the things that leads to you having little money?
Yeah, it's nothing to do with how much you have or how much you make, because among wealthiest people, they're flooded with unhappy money, and that makes their life very miserable. They don't have good relationships with kids or neighbors or the people they work with. And even if you make a minimum wage, if you appreciate money coming in, money going out, you can be a very happy person. So it's more of your attitude toward money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the things when Brenda pays bills in our household, she writes on the check, "Thank you, God," and sends it out.
Yeah.
You know, because we're so happy we have the resource to pay the bill.
Well, and we're very appreciative yeah. of those resources. And when you were talking about when you leave tips in the restaurant, I was wondering, because one of my main things that I do is I bless. I bless people. I bless the food, you know, that I'm eating. I bless the people that are in service to us. That would create happy money too, wouldn't it?
That's a perfect example of happy money. And you two seem to be in the flow of very happy money. That's why you keep smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of fun, and we are learning so much all the time, just like from people like you, who we love and appreciate so much. So, yeah, I would think that we would have happy money. Is it true? Is it really true, or is it a myth that there is a scarcity of money?
I think it's more of a myth that money is not enough, because you know, when you look at how money circulates, it's like everywhere. But the problem is it's not through you. It's in the bank and somewhere else. But mm-hmm. if you just are careful, and if you invite money to come into your life and then circulate through you, you become suddenly a very abundant person. Mm-hmm. So just you have to come up with the right attitude toward money, a more positive attitude that money can make you very happy. And that way, you can be both happy and abundant at the same time financially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it is possible that if you are unhappy with your money, or if you have unhappy money, that you may unconsciously be pushing money away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah. Because a lot of us have this negative experiences in our life, especially when we're small. Parents used to fight, maybe divorced because of that. And so we thought, without thinking much, that money is the root of all evil. And mm-hmm. and sometimes it looks that way because we fight over money all the time. And it's very interesting. It's the same in Europe, China, India, Africa, you know, Japan, US, everywhere. One of the biggest reasons for divorce is money. So we associate with money a lot of bad stuff. But, you know, is money a bad guy? When you take a look, it's just a paper of coins or just a piece of numbers. So unless we attach some negative meaning to money, money is neutral. So you have to let go of money as a bad guy. And I feel sorry for money because people blame money for everything.
That's so true. And it really is a matter of perspective, people, a matter of what you believe about money in relationships. So we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Ken Honda. The book is Happy Money, The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money. We'll be back after these messages.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com. America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and today we're having one of those great conversations about, it's about money. And it's interesting because money is like one of the difficult subjects, it seems, for the spiritual community or all those people that consider themselves conscious. And, Ken Honda, who is the author of Happy Money, The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money, has told us that really money, we got to think of it as energy. So, Ken, that kind of fits into more of a spiritual model if we can look at money as energy, because, you know, yes, we all want more energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, one of the most interesting thing after teaching these things is I get most questions in North America, like, how can I get more money? How can I get more happy money? Whereas in Japan, I get questions like, how can I be more satisfied with the money I have? Mm-hmm. So it's just a very different culture attitude.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You just made a really good point, Ken, because we do here in this country, it's bigger, better, faster, more. And it mm-hmm. seems like we have, honestly, there's more of an attitude or a belief in lack than there is a belief in abundance. Because when you have plenty and you're constantly striving for more, you can't ever be happy. And I wouldn't imagine you could have happy money in that situation. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. One time I interviewed a very wealthy man and I asked him, do you feel wealthy? And he said, no, because all my friends are more wealthy than me. And, you know, and also I don't have a private jet. So,
wow.
Yeah. And I went on to interview a guy with a private jet. And he said, no, I don't feel wealthy because my private jet only seats 6 people.
Oh. That blows my, that really blows my mind that really, truly that, you know, but there is that attitude again. There's a certain core beliefs running in those people's lives where they'll never have enough. And if he did get a private jet that seated 12, then someone might have one that seats 20 and he wouldn't be happy. And that's really the what you're addressing here truly is our beliefs around money, our attitude around money, around that energy that we've taken on. And it doesn't matter about the money, like you said earlier in our last segment, it doesn't matter how much you have or how little you have. It matters how you feel about it, correct?
Yes. But at the same time, you have to have certain amount if you're a family of four. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about paying the bills. And I think you don't have to be super wealthy. But at the same time, if you're working at a minimum wage, a lot of inconvenient things happen. Mm-hmm. So that's why I suggest people to start looking for your gifts. If you find gifts and if you know who you are and start sharing what you have, mm-hmm. you can find out, excuse me. You can achieve financial independence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think also that we narrowly define abundance. To us, you know, in this culture, we pretty much define abundance as how much money you have. And we leave out all of the really the important things in life, you know, like happiness and, you know,
health
and that kind of thing. If you are abundantly healthy, that makes a huge difference in your mm-hmm. life, that kind of a thing. Is that what you discuss that in the book, don't you?
Yes, because, you know, unless we know who we are and unless we are satisfied with where we are, we always mm-hmm. feel like something is lacking. I don't have enough. And mm-hmm. that really gives you agony and despair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've learned, Ken, that when we connect with who we are, when we connect to whatever you want to call it, our higher power or our guides or God or whatever you want to name that energy, when we're connected there, we have enough of everything. I mean, that's that, just like that fine, you know, there's nothing finite about that energy. It's infinite. I mean, there's just, does that make sense to you, what I'm saying?
Yes, of course. But unfortunately, 98% of us cannot feel that because we are so brainwashed mm-hmm. with our modern economy that when we have like a smartphone, always new one comes every 6 months.
Right.
So that, like, especially younger people are so pressured to get newer things, faster mm-hmm. things, bigger mm-hmm. things, better mm-hmm. things. So mm-hmm. unless we have to draw a line and unless we know how to satisfy ourselves, we cannot find happiness. And mm-hmm. I think you two are so smart and enlightened in the process of living your life. You got this idea. Oh, this is not the right direction. And then mm-hmm. you realize that you really have to find happiness and contentment. And also you're lucky because you found each other and that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
If you need to impress, you know, other potential partners, you feel this funny pressure that you have to be somebody that you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Well, one of the interesting things about money, you know, there's an old saying here that, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. And mm-hmm. we've actually found that to be true to some extent. It's not always in the form that we would expect it. In other words, we make a choice, a lifestyle choice of something that we're really happy with, and then it's sort of like how this radio show happened. We never intended to do a radio show that would be on the air for over 18 years. It just sort of fell into place.
Doing the show and helping so many people has made us extremely happy. Happy. And we feel that really fuels the show and why we've been on the air so long.
Yeah, but that's why I think that's what you're talking about when you say the gifts come.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, you're absolutely true, and I'm so proud of you too, because whoever focuses on what they can give instead of what they can get, you know, they become more abundant, because they're always the ones to get more opportunities and more support and more love. And it's a fun, happy cycle. The giver gets more, and then they feel, wow, I'm so happy, I want to give more, and then they get more. So if some people try to take something out of people, they push them away. So, you know, that's why they feel the hunger and thirst. So they want to try to manipulate people to get more. So you get stuck in this vicious cycle. So I think all of us have a choice of choosing love or fear. Fear leads to scarcity. And if you live in scarcity, you know, you're so afraid and you feel like you don't have enough, that pushes you to try to get more. So either direction, you have a choice.
Yeah.
So Ken, what if you're in a job you don't like? Is that going to create happy money? You're getting money from an employer, but you're unhappy in your job. Is that going to create happy money or unhappy money?
Unfortunately, it's not happy money, because you cannot appreciate it. But even if you are in the same job that you don't like, if you can start appreciating the check coming in, your life would be different. One of my students experienced very interesting. She was doing a secretariat job, kind of boring, but she didn't have a college degree. But she, because of the lessons I taught her, she started appreciating about the money, and also she started appreciating her boss. Before, she was always complaining about the low pay and how badly she was treated by her boss. Mm-hmm. But a few weeks later, she got a big raise, because her appreciation toward her boss made him change the way he looked at her. And then he realized that maybe I didn't give her enough respect. So that's why he gave her a big raise. And then she eventually left the company, but feeling good, because now she feels like she deserves something better. Mm-hmm. So unless you start appreciating from where you are, you always keep complaining for the rest of your life. So
right.
I understand some of you are in a tough situation. I've been there, and most of us are in a tough situation in one case or another. Mm-hmm. But there must be something we can appreciate in that situation. Mm-hmm. So if you can start appreciating one thing at a time, your life will shift, because happier energy will start flowing into your life. And that is going to make a difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you really explained here to all of us, Ken, is that everything is a reflection of where we sit inside ourselves. You know, are we worrying and complaining all the time? Are we those kind of people? Or are we people that have a lot of gratitude in our lives for even just the smallest things? And can we really appreciate ourselves and each other? And that reflects. Well, when we come back, we're going to learn about a different money personality. Did you know you have different money personalities? Well, we're going to find that out from Ken when we come back. Stay tuned.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. the active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. And if that doesn't put a smile on your face, well, then this will, because we're talking with Ken Honda today. The book is Happy Money, The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money. And you can learn about Ken and how to get in touch with him. You may want to take some sessions with Ken, or maybe go to some of his classes if we can get him here to the States. You can go to Ken Honda, just like the car, KenHonda.com. So, Ken, you talk in your book, I love this, you write in your book about money personality types. And I don't think very many people think about they have a personality type around money. So would you explain a little bit about that and some of those types that you came up with?
Yes, I'm happy to. You know, my father was a very successful accountant, and I studied with him, and I did accounting and consulting firm in my 20s. And through my work, I realized that there are different kinds of people around money. Some people are very conservative. They love saving every penny. And the other just like spending. And what's interesting is like they somehow are glued together and they end up being married. So, you know, the spender gets married with a saver. Or also compulsive moneymaker type, a gambler and warrior. And those interesting personalities keep coming up one by one. And what's interesting is that even you're born and brought up in the same family, your siblings, your brothers and sisters can be a very different money type. For example, even if your sister is a spender, you won't become a spender because you saw her, your sister being spending so much money and out of money all the time. You become a saver. Or if you have a gambling brother, you want to be a very conservative guy. And sometimes you become a hippie. You know, you turn your back to money and society, and you live in a commune and grow your own food, and you know, you don't even touch money at all. And an indifferent type is like a professor who doesn't spend money. You know, they bring your own lunch and they go home right after. So for a month, one of my friends who's a college professor, he didn't even know that he lost his wallet for a month because he doesn't use it.
Wow.
Yeah. And might we sort of rotate through different personality types around money?
Yeah, different stages in our life.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. You know, even though you don't become everything, but what's interesting is that if your parents are like savers, you tend to go against. So you want to become a spender in your 20s, 30s. And then after you kind of become the same age with your parents, you went back to a conservative again. So it's so interesting. I talk about this intergenerational money block. And I deal with healing the family money wounds a lot in my seminars. So I find it's so fascinating how people's money personality changes. Also, when you heal your money pattern, you become a totally different person.
Mm. Yeah.
That's so fascinating. So would you say that money then has a bigger influence in our lives than we really even know, Ken?
Yes, exactly. That's why I was so passionate about writing this book, because we don't know. You know, we are so controlled by money without knowing. Because if you're a spender, you love spending and you constantly spend money, that's why you cannot have any money in the bank. And then that's why you become a warrior too. So a warrior and also a spender, they kind of go hand in hand, because if you spend too much, you end up being worrying about money.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because so much of this is tied to sort of understanding who you are, you know, what are your priorities in life. And I have to imagine it was difficult in your family when, you know, you were working for your father and looks like you were going to be in an accounting career and you went into self-help. So was that difficult for you?
Yes, because one time I had to tell my father, you know, I'm not going to do accounting anymore. He felt so sad. I still remember sad look in his eyes, you know. Dad, I have enough money, so I'm thinking of retiring for a while. And for a while, he thought it's just 2 weeks, and I meant like 2 years. I ended up having maternity leave for 4 years. You know, my wife and I enjoyed child raising for 4 years, and it's one of the happiest memory. You know, we've been married together for 22 years now.
And congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's wonderful. Well, hold that thought, Ken, because we have to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue with Ken Honda.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Great song, Benny, and yeah. Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we're here today with Ken Honda, and we are happy, and we're talking happy money and how it makes a huge difference in your life, the attitude you have around money, and money is mere energy, and how do you use that energy? So, Ken, let's talk a little bit about some challenges that people have. Let's say properties involved, and maybe there's a divorce, or maybe there was a death, and properties mm-hmm. being sold, and family argues over property, its value, the money that they're going to get divided up, etc. When you're teaching people in your seminars, how do you what do you ask them, or how do you teach them to approach this? What do you teach them in order for them to move through that challenge uh-huh. and have the money happy instead of everybody unhappy?
Yeah. So like U.S. and Europe and other industrialist countries, you know, we are so tied up with money, and we think more money can solve all the problems. So when somebody dies and kids inherit a certain amount of money, everybody wants a piece of cake. And then they are almost like they're going through a trance, like, I have to get more. I have to, you know, I have to beat the enemies. And they forget there are the, you know, loved ones and siblings that they brought up together. So I ask everybody, like, do you want money? Do you want to choose money or friendship among brothers and sisters? And then most of them, like, you know, they kind of wake up from trance, like, oh, what did I do? I'm so sorry what I said to you, brother, sister. And then they become real loving brothers and sisters. But, you know, unless you wake up from this trance, your siblings could be your biggest enemies. And it's so sad when all of them become like enemies, and they're so angry with each other. Mm-hmm. And it's not, once again, how much they have, you know, even they have like $3 million each. If you have like even $100 less, you feel upset, you know, so it's that trance mm-hmm. you're in. So
and
you have to wake
we've
up.
We've seen this over and over with people. Yeah. And it is a very sad state of affairs that we allow money to come between us to the point where it breaks it breaks up marriages, it breaks up families, it breaks up friendships.
Yeah, well, so with all of this in mind, and you're a parent, and you were, really fortunate to have made the choice to, take real time off to to raise your child. So do you have advice for parents in how to teach their children about money?
You know, I think the most important thing is appreciating money, because if you're born and brought up in a family that you don't have to worry about food on the table, you can appreciate your parents. So, and parents, kids learn their behaviors and attitudes toward life from parents. So if you as a parent have this habit of appreciating all the time, your kids will take the habit without thinking much. So they will appreciate about money. They will appreciate you as a parent for providing all the food. You appreciate your brothers and sisters for being nice to them. So if you have a lot of appreciation in your family, that tradition will go on. So I think the biggest advice I can share with all of you is start appreciating what you have and who you are in your family. And that usually solves all the problems. And also, if you have appreciation, all of you can be united and then tackle with the problems together.
Would you say that to a husband and wife that also fight about money all the time?
Yes, because we have different attitudes. You know, I've done a lot of couple counselings in front of thousands of people all the time. I do that all the time, and it's mostly funny if you're not the couple, because you know we have all the funny excuses about yourself, and then you think the way you use your money is right, and the way your partner spends money is wrong, and then in a closed family home, it makes sense. But if you're in front of thousands of people, you kind of like, start laughing because you don't make sense. And
right.
if we can laugh about at ourselves, that's a good start, because we are all crazy, in terms of money.
Yeah. 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 And we like to say, and proud of it.
Yes.
So, yes. And then, a lot of insanity.
Yes. And men and women, and they, think so totally different. So unless we appreciate one another, there's no peace.
Right.
So that's what I share.
Yeah. Amen. And from being husband and wife, we can really attest to that in our relationship. But what about people like homeless people, Ken, who don't have money, or a single mom that has to work three jobs to put food on the table and pay the rent? How can they be happy about and create happy money?
I think if you're in a situation like that, your lesson is to ask for help, because we're so good at giving support and help, but we are so bad at receiving help. And if you're in a situation with no money, if you're a single mother and you have a hard time putting food on the table for kids, you can ask. You can ask your friends. You can ask your boss, your neighbors. And incredibly, a lot of people offer help. So if you just take a little step forward and be courageous and start asking for help, a lot of people will send you love, money, food, and they take care of your kids while you have to work late. You know, people are nice. I believe in a good humanity. And if you are open to receiving love, a lot of people offer help. So
yes.
If you're in that kind of situation, be brave and ask for help. And usually you get some kind of help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we also believe that we actually live in a beneficent universe. And so what do you think about the spiritual connection and money? Is there one?
Yes. And I don't belong to any religious organization or any anything like Christianity, Buddhism, or all the other things. But I think if you have this connection with money, I think it's also your spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter what you believe, but the money can be your friend spiritually. And then if you just know that money can help you, I think you can see God in money, because it's just a very friendly power that can make so many people very happy. And also they can make many people feel very miserable at the same time, mm-hmm. because money has certain power.
Yes. Well, we give it that power. Is that not true, Ken? It's what we give to it, what meaning we give to everything that makes a difference. So why wouldn't it be with money? Isn't it the meaning we give to it?
Mm-hmm. That's why I just say money as energy. Is that yes. happy energy or unhappy energy?
Right. It's really neutral energy until we give it meaning. And then mm-hmm. that changes the energy of it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, money as a reflection of your internal landscape is the big lesson here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's so great about your book, Ken, is that you get people to think about money in a whole different way. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's what we've been talking about for over 18 years. It's like, you know, there are other ways to look at life other than just the way you've been taught. Or, you know, what is your reality becomes the important question.
Mm-hmm. Your energy, we talk about your energy precedes you. So what kind of energy are you carrying around with you that's affecting you and everyone else?
Yeah, and now you may be sitting on it in your wallet. That's the other part.
Yes.
I will tell you, Ken, if we were at a party and we asked to see somebody's wallet, I think they'd probably, in the United States, you'd probably get kicked out of the room. It's a possibility. Well, folks, the book is Happy Money, The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money by Ken Honda. To learn more about Ken and all the great books he's written and the seminars, etc., that he teaches, go to Ken Honda, just like the car, kenhonda.com. And Ken, we want to thank you, excuse me, so much for being our special guest today, for writing such a great book, for the joy and happy money you're spreading on the planet. Very much appreciated. Thank you so much. And folks, as always, thank you. We wish you a beautiful day. Come back with us and join us next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.